Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding by the top line in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Amr of Achaber Yaakov. So says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, we spoke about the Shiva Rekiyim. Says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov that Oyd Rekiya Echad Yesh Lamala Mirashi Echayis is another Rekiya on top of these seven, on top of the heads of the Chayis. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, the Mus Al Rashi Echaya Rekiya Keina Kerach HaNaira. And on top of the heads of the Chayis, there's another Rekiya. So you see that there's another one on top of these seven. Now, Ad Kan Yesh Lecha Rishus Ladaber. Until now, we have Rishus even to speak about. Mikan Veilach Ein Lecha Rishus Ladaber. From here and onwards, there's no more permission to even discuss. She can cause the Sefer Ben Sira, as it says in the Sefer of Ben Sira, which was a Sefer written Bizman Galus Bavel, perhaps he was a son of Yirmiah, big discussion in the beginning of Evan Ezer. Lamai says it's different Divrei Chachma in it, and it says in this Sefer Ben Sira, that things that are removed from you, you shouldn't darshan, things that are covered, you shouldn't investigate, that which you have permission to, you should contemplate, but things that are hidden, so then you're not supposed to be Isaac with them. Tani, we learned in the Brei, Sam Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Matshuva Heshivatei Baskel Lo'isei Rasha. What response did the Baskel give to that Rasha, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, B'sha'a Sha'amar Ela Bamsei Av. When he said, I want to go up amongst the clouds, I'm going to live in Shemayim, Adam El Elyon, and I'm going to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to live right next to the Kisei HaKavod. Yatsa Baskel, Baskel came out, and said to him, you're this Rasha, the son of a Rasha, from the descendants of Nimrod, who got the whole world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baskel said to Nebuchadnezzar, how foolish are you? How long do you think a person lives for? For 70 years. A person lives for 70 years. A Gibor maybe 80 years. Now, if you're only going to live to 70, 80, just to get to the first Rekia is a 500 year journey. Bein Chanan says this, and these numbers don't necessarily aren't necessarily Kipshutai, these are all Sisrei Torah, but it says that from the Aretz until the Rekia is 500 years. The thickness of each Rekia is 500 years, and Bein Kol Rekia V'Rekia is another 500 years. And Ragli Achayus Keneged Kulam, the feet of the Chayus are another 500. Karsuli Achayus Keneged Kulam, the ankles another 500. Then you have the calves, which are another 500. The knees are another 500. The thighs another 500. And then Lamalaman, even after you finished, you got up top of the chayes. So Lamalaman is Kisei HaKavod. And you have Ragla Kisei HaKavod Keneged Kulam. The footstool of the Kisei HaKavod is another 500. Kisei HaKavod Keneged Kulam. And then on top of that, you have Melech Keo Chai V'Kayim Ram V'Nisa Sheikhin Aleihem. That's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyacha. V'hata Amarta Ela Abam Se'av Edam El Elyon. And you think you're going to go all the way up there and you're going to be similar to Hashem. Achal Sha'ol Turad El Yarkasei Bar. You're going to go to the depths of the pits. You're going to go to the deepest places of Gehenim. The Mishnah had said V'levim Merkavah B'yachid, that a person shouldn't teach Maisim Merkavah to an individual unless he's a Chacham V'mevim Midaitai. So Tanya Reb Chiya, that even if he's not a Chacham, of a Maisim only Rashi Prakim. There's certain basics, certain Rashi Prakim that you're allowed to teach a person. Am Reb Zeira, a Maisim Rashi Prakim, Al La'av Bezdin, L'chom Mishali B'dayig B'kerbay. Even Rashi Prakim, you can only teach it to someone who's an Av Bezdin or someone who doesn't act with Kalas Raish. And you can Amri, V'hu Shali B'dayig B'kerbay. He has to be an Av Bezdin who also doesn't act with Kalas Raish. It's not either or, it's someone who has to have both conditions. Amr Ravami, Ravami said, a Meister in Sisrei Torah, Ela Mishi Yesh Bei Chamisha Dvarim. Now you're only allowed to teach Sisrei Torah to someone who has the following five conditions, which the Gemara and Yud-Aleph Amad Aleph will explain what they are. What are the five conditions? He has to be a Sar Chamishim, Nisupanim, Yoyetz, Chacham Charashim, Unavoyin Lachash. Now that we said Ravami saying a Meisrin Sisrei Torah, except for someone who has certain conditions, now we just go on a little bit of a tangent. Vam Ravami, a Meisrin Divrei Torah, Lo'ayve Kechavim, which means to a Nachri. A person's not supposed to teach Divrei Torah to a guy. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Le'asachin Uchal Gai Mishpatin Bayidom, that you shouldn't let the laws of Hashem be known to the Gaiim. So you shouldn't teach a Divrei Torah to a guy. Now back to Sisrei Torah, Amar Le Rav Yechanan and Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says a story, the Rabbi Yechanan said to his Talmud Rabbi Lazar, he said, let me teach you my Simar Kava. So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Lazar made an excuse. He said, like Kashar, I'm not old enough yet. When he got older, Nach Nafshid, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yochanan was ready niftar. So Amar Le Ravasi, and Ravasi at some point says to Rav Elazar, Tal Va'agmer Cha Ma'isim Merkava. Now I'll teach you Ma'isim Merkava. I learned it. I'll teach it to you. So Amar Le, so Rav Elazar said back to Rav Yosi, again making an excuse that he's a koy gemirtim Rabbi Yochanan Rabach. If I was Zaycha, I would have learned it from Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it was all just an excuse. He didn't want to learn Ma'isim Merkava for whatever reason, and therefore he made an excuse to Rabbi Yochanan and he made an excuse to Ravasi. Rav Yosef have a gamer meisim merkava. Savi de pampadisa have a tanya be meisim bereishis. We have an interesting shidduch that Rav Yosef had learned meisim merkava, not meisim bereishis. The elders of pampadisa had learned meisim bereishis, not meisim merkava. So Amrulei, so these elders said to Rav Yosef, ligmar lanmar meisim merkava. Please teach us meisim merkava. Be mashlim our yedius. So Amar lehu. So Rav Yosef said to them, first you be mashlim me. Agmarli meisim bereishis. Teach me meisim bereishis. So they did. And Basar the agmar after they finished teaching him meisim bereishis. So Amrulei, so they said to him, so ligmar lanmar meisim merkava. Okay, now keep your end of the deal and teach us meisim merkava. So Amar lehu, he says to them that tanina buhu devashul chal tachas ashaynich. I can't. The pasuk says that honey and milk should be under your tongue, which we dash from there. The things that are sweeter than honey and milk, like Sisrei Torah, so they should remain underneath your tongue. You shouldn't teach it to others. Rabbi Avayu Amar Me'acha, Kivashim Lu Vushecha, the Devarim Shen Kivshena Sha'olam, you Tachas Lu Vushecha. Things that are the secrets of the world, referring to Ma'aseh Merkava, they should remain underneath your clothing. You shouldn't reveal them. So Amrulei, so they say to him, but Taninin Behu Adi Eimer Elai Ben Adam. The truth is, we already learned some of Sefer Yechezkel, which discusses Ma'aseh Merkava. We learned in until Parik Bey's Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk that says, V'yeymer alai ben Adam. So Amar Lehu, he said back to them, oh, well then, heine heine ma'isei merkava. Those last two psukim in the first Parik, that's still Iker of ma'isei merkava. So if you learned until Parik Bey's, it means you learn Iker ma'isei merkava. So now ask the Gemara Meisve. Really, the end of Parak Aleph, that's Ma'isim Merkava. But we learned that Ani Hecha Ma'isim Merkava, Rebbe Oimer Ada Eir Abasar, Rebbe Yitzchuk Oimer Ada Chashmal. Rebbe says it's until the last Pasuk in the first Parak, the Pasuk that starts the Eira. And Rebbe Yitzchuk says it goes three words deep into that Pasuk until the word Chashmal, which is the third word of that last Pasuk. But everybody seems to agree that the entire last Pasuk is not Ma'isim Merkava. It's only the second last Pasuk, or it's the last Pasuk until Chashmal, but not the entire Pasuk. So how could Rav Yosef say that he need Ma'isim Merkava? So says the Gemara, no, that really the last two psukim are Ma'isim Merkava. Ah, Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak said it's only until Ve'era, it's only until Chashmal. They were discussing something else. Ad Ve'era, let's say according to Shitas Rabbi, Ad Ve'era Magmarina. Until Ve'era, you could teach it and you could learn it like normal, without just Rashi Prakim. Mikam Ve'elach Masrin Rashi Prakim. From then and onwards, only Rashi Prakim. Rika Da'amri, Ad Ve'era Masrin Rashi Prakim. It's until Ve'era that you do Rashi Prakim. Mikam Ve'elach, you can't even do Rashi Prakim. Only Muchachim Mevim Midaita Yen in Ulaylah. But if he's on the Chachim Mevim Midaita, so then he can't learn it at all. Now ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we said that Ma'isim Merkava goes until Chashmal. We darshin b'chashmal? Do we darshin the word Chashmal? V'ahu yinuka de darsh b'chashmal? There was a child, we'll bring the story soon. He darshin Chashmal, unafka nura v'chalte. A fire came out and consumed him. So you see, it's dangerous. Says the Gemara, no. Shani yinuka d'limati zimne. That's because the child, he didn't yet reach his time, he didn't yet reach his age of maturity, whatever it is, to learn it, but really, there's nothing wrong. Really, a person who's mati zimne, he's allowed to be darish chashmal. I'm Rav Yehuda Baram. The truth is that zachar aisa ish l'tayv. Now that we're speaking about Yechezkel, so the Gemara brings that a certain person should be remembered l'tayv, and v'chanani ben chizki shemai. His name is Chanani ben Chizkia because the mali who nigna sefer Yechezkel. The entire sefer Yechezkel would have been hidden away if not for him. So yidvar of saiser in divrei Torah, there psukim in Yechezkel that seems to be saiser psukim in the Torah. So we would have hid it away, but ma also. What did Chanani ben Chizkia do? Helulo shlolo ishmeos garve shemen v'yasha ba'aliyah udarsha. He sat in an attic with 300 barrels of oil for light, and he darshened it. He darshened all Sefer Yechezkel to show that there's no stiras from Yechezkel to Divrei Torah. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ma'isa Betinak Echa, there was a story with a child, Shekairi Bebeis Rabbi Besefer Yechezkel, he was reading in his Rebbe's house, Sefer Yechezkel, Vayamevim Bechashmal, he was able to darshan and actually understand what he was talking about by Chashmal. Vayatza Ej Mechashmal, Sarafasoi, and the fire came out and consumed him. And because of this story, Ubikshu Lignai Sefer Yechezkel, they wanted to hide Sefer Yechezkel. Now, We know it's because it wasn't Mate Zimne, but Lamaisa they saw that it's dangerous to have this around, so they wanted to be Goynezer. So Amar Lem Chanani ben Chizkiah comes along again, Chanani ben Chizkiah, and he says, "No, Mzeh Chacham, Akol Chachamim Heim." This child was unique. He was a Chacham. He was able to be Maven b'Chashmal. That's not something that typically a person is able to do, and therefore there's nothing wrong with leaving the safe for around, because typically a person won't be Maven b'Chashmal anyways, and therefore there's no danger. Now, my Chashmal, what does the word Chashmal mean? Avada, we're not coming to be Maven b'Chashmal right now. The Gemara is just asking, what does the word Chashmal mean? So I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explains that it comes from the words Chayosh Eis Memalais. The Chas from Chayosh, the Shin from Eish, Memalais, the Mem Lamed, Chashmal. It means it's Chayosh, that Eish Memalais, that fire comes out when they speak. The Masnisatana, Itim Chashosh, Itim Memalais. Chashosh is Chash, is Memalais, is the Mal, Chashmal. That they're sometimes they're quiet and sometimes they're talking. Beshash Adibur Yaitzim Epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chashosh, when Dibur is coming out from the mouth Kaviyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then they're quiet. Ubeshash Ein Dibur Yaitzim Epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memalais. And when there's no Dibur coming out, so then they're talking.